Residents along the Escambia County coastline are being advised to protect themselves against exposure to Florida red tide. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
At last check, moderate to high levels of the red tide organism are predicted to be present from Friday through Sunday, according to the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County.
Red tide is caused by a type of algae, Carinia brevis. It's better known as red tide when we see blooms of it, which means large numbers of these organisms in one particular place.
Director Dr. John Lanza says this microscopic algae is common along the southwest Florida coast.
It rarely makes its way up to North West Florida. We were racking our brains to try to figure out when was the last time it was up here. And it was sometime between 10 and 14 years ago that it was off the coast of Escambia, Santa Rosa counties.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, when Carinia brevis grows quickly, the blooms created make the ocean appear red or brown.
Carinia brevis produces a toxin called a brevetoxin, which is more a problem to fish and shellfish. And there are a number of different shellfish areas and fishing areas that are shut down. Choctawhatchee Bay over in Okaloosa County was shut down last night.
While not affecting everyone who comes in contact with it, Lanza says a red tide can be unpleasant for those sensitive to the brevetoxin.
With all the wave action that occurs on a beach, some of it gets into the air. They breathe it in. They get nasal congestion, eye irritation, and lung irritation sometimes, especially those individuals who have underlying lung problems such as asthma, COPD, or emphysema.
A rash can also occur after contact with affected water, but it usually goes away within 24 hours. Those irritated by a red tide are advised to go inside to an air-conditioned building or leave the area completely. If those measures don't help, call your physician. The good news, says Lanza, is that there are no long-term effects.
People need to be aware of what's going on. I mean, people can sometimes become afraid because they feel this congestion coming on all of a sudden, but if they understand that it's due to red tide and it's a minor inconvenience to most people, then at least they understand what's going on.
And DOH Escambia's Dr. John Lanza says there's no association with red tide and the leftover oil from the Deepwater Horizon spill.
We've had red tide issues in the Gulf, especially in southwest Florida, for decades and decades. I remember going back 50-odd years or more, so it has nothing to do with the BP oil spill.
More information on red tide can be found at myfwc.com/redtide and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.